We're in a Sivos Shalom. We are on Ma'amar Aleph of Tfila on page Kuf Pei Gimel. We're starting Ot Gimel, the third section of the first piece on Tfila, page Kuf Pei Gimel. V'kotev Rabbeinu Od b'inyan Tfila. Rabbeinu also says on the topic of Tfila, Umagid, I assume Rabbeinu here means the Rambam, Umagid Shivcho Shel Makom, that we have to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeperek gadol b'inyan tfila v'yesh l'va'er inyano. This is a very big aspect of tfila, and we have to understand, we have to explain what it means. D'lechora tamua, it seems odd. Mahu geder avoda ha-tfila shemagid shifcho yitbarach shemo. What is the actual avoda involved in saying the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What avoda is there in doing that? Ma erech yesh laze? What value is there in that? She'ish shafal v'nivze v'katan de'a omer shivcho shel melech machi amachim. Meaning, what value is there? I'm nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm so low. I have no value compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What value is there in somebody as lowly as me giving praise to the King of all kings? Does a flesh and blood king, would he get any joy out of an ant coming over and saying, wow, you're so special, you're so amazing? No, what does he care? Do you want a peasant coming to him and saying, wow, you're so amazing? When does he get Shevach? When another king comes, when a dignitary comes? I mean, what value is there in us who's so small giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's so great? What's the avoda in that? What's the depth of the meaning of that? He's asking, so I'm not asking. It's rhetorical at the moment. Yes, let's see what he has to say. I want to see. I have ideas also. I want to see what Shalom has to say. Mishaa she'in lo kol tfisa b'gdol ha'brei. And not only that, especially because we don't have any concept of how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. We're finite. We're nothing. Even when we say how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, we don't even know what we're talking about. We can't even properly praise him because we don't understand how incredible a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. How tremendous HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. What he means that he's beyond space, he's beyond time, he's the source of all things, he's the creator of all things. His endless, boundless love and chesed, I don't understand any of these things. How can I even praise him and understand it? V'kol ma she'omer hu ke'ein v'ayin neged ha'metziut. Anything I say is like nothing in comparison to the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'adrab, the opposite. V'amirato lefi ha'sagato nimsa she'maktin v'amirat shivcho. The opposite, when I go and I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's actually disparaging. It's negative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I praise him. Why is that? Because Ita Bechazal Inyan Zed, so Gemara and Brachot, which says, Simtanu lechul hu shivchei demarach mashal lemelech v'chule. The Gemara and Brachot says that somebody once went forward, he said, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akela, Gadola, Gibrov, and Aram, and he added 10 more blessings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And one of the rabbis came over to him and said, yeah, and? He said, yeah, and what? I just wanted to say how amazing Kadosh Baruch Hu was. He said, really? He said, only 10? God's infinite? He's the creator of the universe? 10? You maxed out at 10? Really? And he reprimanded him. Meaning a person needs to recognize that when we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a whole different thing. What meaning is there in me giving praise to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that there's even a story in the Gemara of somebody going and giving praise to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and him getting reprimanded for it? Because we don't have any concept of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We can't possibly reach the end point of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason that we're even able to say HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora, how can we even say those three things? Gadol, Gibor, VaNora. Halacha L'maaseh, the only reason we can say them is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to write that in his Torah. If it wasn't written in the Torah, we couldn't even say that. All the praise that we have, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming from the Torah itself. We're so mech on the Torah. We rely on the Torah. But other than that, we have no concept of what we're talking about. Achein al pi hanevuah, shemahut ha-tfilah hi advikut. But based on this again, this is even though there are different otiyot, we're now on Ot Gimel in this first piece. The underlying theme of this piece is that tfilah is about dveikus. Tfilah is about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tfilah is about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tfilah is all about binding as one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tfilah is. Then we can also understand the concept of saying the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we find in Chazal, it says that it goes on and on in Chazal about the greatness of Shira. How beautiful it is, how amazing it is, how tremendous it is to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in Sanhedrin, that anybody who says Shira in Olam Hazeh. Anybody who sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of their soul in Olam Hazeh will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will sing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. It's one of the greatest things that we have, to mamish, to enter. Singing is a whole different thing. It's a whole different reality. To be able to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one thing to daven, but if you've ever been zocheh to go to a minyan which sings, not a minyan that sings, a minyan that sings from the heart. If you've ever been zocheh to go to a Friday night davening that really sings, to a Shabbos day that really sings, to a Shalosh Shudas where there's real emesthetic singing, not where there is a sheet that they hand out with the checkbox of songs that you have to sing because that's what you're supposed to do, to really, really sing from the depths of your heart. Anybody ever been to a minyan like that? It's life-changing. It's a whole different thing. You're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a whole different level. That's the beauty of Shira. That when you're in a moment of pure joy to just be able to burst out in song and dance, that's real Shira. A person really sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to sing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Olam Haba. It's not time to talk about it unless he goes into it more. But the depth of singing is so, so big. Just recently, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Yahrzeit of Shlomo Karlbach. He brought back a whole world of Judaism through song. People don't know about him. Many people don't know about him. That he was tremendous in his understanding of Torah. He was, the yeshivas that he was in, he was the tops of the yeshivas that he was in. People don't understand about him. But he was told to go out, and because he had this koach, to bring back Judaism through song. Bring back Jews through song. Connect to Jews in this way of Avat Hashem through singing in the Torah that he would give over. It's amazing that people don't even realize how much Torah he gave over. Anybody who is connected to a little bit to the Torah and the work of Rav Shlomo Katz, one of his big avodas right now is to bring out not just the song of Rav Shlomo Karlbach, but the Torah. But nobody even knows that. Nobody knows his Torahs. Nobody knows how big of an Eloi he was. What do they remember? What do they know? What changed the world? The song. Every Jew is brought back with the song. It's an incredible thing. Some of the greatest moments that I can remember in tefillah, there's a particular shul in Yerushalayim that has, it's not even a Breslov shul. They have a Breslov minyan on Friday night. When I closed my eyes, this Shabbos I was able to get into tefillah a little bit for the first time in a while and Friday night to really get into it. And I just closed my eyes and I sang the nigunim, the Breslov nigunim from that shul. And I closed my eyes and just imagined that I was standing there at the spot that I always stand at whenever I go to visit in that shul, and that I was singing with them Kabbalah Shabbos. And it took me to a different place. Song is on a whole different level. And that's what he's saying here. We need to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to connect with... It's all about Dveikus. It's all about Dveikus. HaBe'or, back inside, right after it says Sanhedrin in parentheses. Habeor ma rav erkashel amirat shira, the greatness of what it means to sing. Ki shira mashma'uta bitoy pnimi shel dvekut v'Hashem. Because a shira, a song, what it really is that it's really this internal connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we feel that inherently. We feel that inherently. When we hear a song that just makes us come alive. The incredible power of music, where you just can't hold back and you have to dance. Everybody ever had that moment before? You just can't hold back, and the music, you're just so enthralled by the music, you just have to go and dance? Just me. That's fine. I'll take it. Yeah, thank you. Come on. Right? Come on. Right? Meaning it's there's something so powerful about it. The way one of my rabbis puts it like this, that there's something so powerful about it that it's of any type of thing, that it's a spiritual thing, and it's a verbal thing that's so strong that it forces my body to move and take part. That's how strong song is. That's how powerful music is. It's how powerful singing is. That when we burst out, when we're in our true moments of joy, and we burst out into song, it comes from the depths of our soul. It comes from a thirst and a yearning for godliness. Again, I hope you all have the experience. I can think back to Shalosh Shudases and Friday night dinners at my Rebbe's house. And I would daven that it was the right group of people that would bring out song, and it was if it was a Friday night with the right group of people, we would sing. You sing for hours. If it's the wrong people, you also sing for hours, but it's a different feeling. When it's the right group of people, you sing for hours, and you're living on a whole different plane, a whole different existence. The power of Shira. Shirahi rikshut piutim habaim lidei bitoy ben hanavim. What Shira is, song, and Shira also means poetry. what song and poetry is about. It's about saying things and singing things that come, that brings love between things. When a person loves somebody else, they write them love songs, they write them love poetry. L'tum'ah, many of us come from backgrounds where we're listening to secular music and listen to very, very powerful. The reason we're drawn to it is because there is a lot of ahava in those songs. It's an ahava that's going l'tzad ha'tum'ah. It's ahava that's going to an impure place. But it's veikus to that impurity. It's very powerful. Why? Because it's shira. And lehefech, lehavdil elef avdei avdalos. When you listen to real Jewish music, speaking of the Katz's, Eitan Katz's whole thing now, right? He talks about that, about bringing out emistic Jewish music and his whole striving to bring out emistic Jewish music into the world. But that's what he wants to do, real, true Jewish music. And if you get to know him a little bit, and I only know him a little bit, but even if you get to know him a little bit, he just wants to get to truth through song. He wants to bring about tshuva through song. Get to know him a little bit. Listen to him speak a little bit. Listen to his Divrei Torah. Listen to his music. Watch him play a little bit. Have that be what comes up next on YouTube. Go find some site that has him playing. Listen to him live. He has live CDs. These types of people, a whole different thing. Singing from the heart. Singing from the heart. Maybe same place, maybe somewhere in the middle. Anybody who heard, I don't know how well you understand the Hebrew, and it was also before you came to Shana Aleph. Ishai Ribo, when he came out with a song that was about the first Seger that we went into.
Oh, I heard that.
Do you understand the words? It's when you listen to it, and it's not a class. It's just somebody passes along on WhatsApp, and I live in a small little bubble of a world. Long before there were plastic bubbles around me, I live in a small little bubble of a world. Mine has no see through plastic. So I didn't know who Ishai Ribo was, and somebody just passed along the song, and it was in a Seger. So I was like, okay, I'll go play. And I wasn't expecting it. I cried. It was singing about what we were all going through. It was singing about the desire to go back to normal. It's an incredible thing. You could read 1,000 things like that, but you hear a song, you hear somebody sing. It's a whole different experience. And it's something we all can do. This is not something that we're talking about, like, he pashtut agash v'yut in tefillah, like hopefully we can shed our physicality and become soul-like beings. We talked about the last few times. I don't know what that means. You know what it means to sing? We can all sing. We can all get people together and have a shalosh shittis together. And not just sing the cutesy songs with the funny harmonies from the stupid camps. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like actually to really, really get into a song. And that harmony can be very beautiful. And harmonizing, singing can be really beautiful. But like to do it not just for the cutesy pieces, but to really sing. I challenge you. I challenge everybody here. On a Friday night dinner, on a Shalosh Shudis. Rosh Chodesh is coming up. Monday night, go outside. If it's not raining, go outside into the chatzer area outside, and go get together a chaver of girls and start and sing a little bit. Sing. For real. From the heart. Sing for Kislev, because we're coming out of the darkness of Cheshvan, and we're coming close to Hanukkah, and the light's going to come out again. Sing for the light. Sing for connectivity. Sing for Rosh Chodesh. Sing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different place. It's a whole different mentality. And we all can tap into that. We all can tap into it. And when you do, you feel that closeness. In a way that you can't otherwise. Let's take it back inside of the text. He says, back a line. Shirahi rikshut piutim haba'im lidei vitoi ben ha'na'avim. Again, song is this emotional outburst that brings two people together in love. Asher b'lashon hashir yimtzu'u purkan lirigshei lev kibirim. That with a song, with the words of a song, you're just able to find expression for emotions that you can't otherwise. Okay, Moshe Matzino v'Shir Hashirim, like we see in Tanakh, in Ketuvim, we see with Shir Hashirim. Shlomo HaMelech was trying to say something, but there was something that he couldn't say. It was a love that he couldn't express. It was a yearning for Hashem that couldn't be put into words. Not even by Shlomo HaMelech. Not even by the wisest person who there ever was. But he was the wisest person that ever was. So what does he do? Instead of trying to write it, he writes a poem. He calls that poem Shir HaShirim. And nothing is what it seems. And everything has 1,000 layers of meaning. Because you can do with a poem, you can do with a song, what you can't do with words. Shekol ohev v'nehav, miftash yivcho shel hasheni, that anybody who loves or is loved, the way that they're able to praise the one that they love, and that's the key here, to praise the one that they love. mitoch rikshei ahava veikut atzumim, through this feeling of love, to this connectivity. Well, that's how you can do it. How do I praise the infinite? My words are finite, but my song is infinite. My poetry is infinite. My love is infinite in a way that can be expressed in words that have so many layers of meaning that it doesn't mean what it says. It's so much more than that. And I can't even explain it to you with words because it's beyond that, because it's touching that infinite space. That's singing. That's poetry. That's connectivity. That's why people have written love poems over the ages. It's not because it's high literature, which it is also, but it's because it's expressing something. When you feel that deeply, you can't put it into words. Rav Moshe Weinberger, he says this all the time. He says, if somebody comes to you and says, "Why do you love your wife? Tell me what do you love about your wife? What makes you love your wife?" He says, if anybody can answer that question, they're crazy. If anybody answers that question, they don't really love their wife. They don't really love their spouse. If you really love the other person, you know what you say to them? I don't know how to answer that question. If you really love somebody, how do you answer that in words? If you could say, okay, I can make you a chart, it's this, these five things, this is why I like her, this is why it worked out, and if you put these things with the five things that work about me, this is how, that's not love, that's a math equation. There's something wrong with you. That's not love. That's not dvekut. That's not connectivity. That's not poetry. That's not song. That's not shevach. That's not shira. That's not tefillah. Can you imagine? That's what tefillah is supposed to be. That's what tefillah can be. Every tefillah. Every tefillah where we link into the words of David HaMelech and we say his tehillim. Where we link into the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and we sing with the malachim. Where we link into the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and we get into the meditative state of Shmona Esrei. What? But there's... So are songs, and so is poetry, but it's so much more. It's so much more. If you I've been saying the whole time, poetry and song is beyond that. When a person writes a love poem, because they know that that's not ending with the literal meaning of the words, because there are so many layers of meaning, because words don't suffice. So I put it into a poem because it means so much more than the little words can hold. I put it into a song because the song is so much beyond the experience of the words themselves. That's the idea. There was a friend of mine, I use the term loosely only because I don't really have so many close friends, but a friend of mine who, he and I weren't close bichlal. I don't think we were. He was not listening to these anyway, but I don't think we were so close in high school. We really connected in yeshiva, ironically. We were in the same high school together. And he always had a ruchni streak to him. He understood spirituality in a way that I never understood, but today, he still understands spirituality in a way that I don't understand. He's amazing. He's a really, really deep yid, and he's done tremendous things. Tremendous things, and not as a rabbi, not as anything, as a person who just knows how to key into it and really inspire people's lives. And when we were in high school, he fought the administration at a modern Orthodox Jewish day school that was not into this. He fought the administration. And once a month on Rosh Chodesh, he got a separate minyan for people who wanted to sing chakras. Sing chakras. He understood what it meant. I went one time and it was beautiful. But I was too stupid and too not ruchni, so I only went once because I was like, it was really long. I didn't chop it yet. I didn't chop him or it yet. Neither one. Now I understand that I don't chop him. He understands song. He's not a rabbi, no smicha, no lamdas, none of this, none of it. He's a very smart guy. He understands ruchnius. He understands that when you're in a day school like I was in, where there was no ruchnius at all, this is how to bring a little ruchnius in. Is to get a couple of chevra together and to make a separate minyan and to tell everybody to come and just sing a little bit. And you could turn a person's life around. Totally turn a person's life around. This is the power of song. This is the power of the song of tefillah. Of making tefillah into a song. Of not just letting it be words, of turning tefillah into a song.
How do you think about as tefillah as like a song?
It wouldn't, why would we waste our time learning something we already knew? We're learning something new from the Nesivos Shalom. Learning something new from the Nesivos Shalom. Next paragraph. Uvesefer Charedim, Kotev Binyan Shira. Shu'anaf mi mitzvat ahavat Hashem. Sefer Charedim says that song, that poetry, it's a branch of the mitzvah of ahavat Hashem. This is his holy words. He says, Derech hachoshek lishorer, the way of a person who desperately desires to sing, to say poetry. V'kivan she'ahavat yotzreinu nifla v'chule. And because his love for the Creator is so tremendous. Ha'ohev oto b'leiv shalim, whom Amish loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu, yashir lefanav, he sings before him. Yadvik ha'asher shar Moshe. Just like Moshe sang for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, when he takes the people out of... when the Jewish people are born. When the Jewish people are born. 7 days later, we're singing Shirat Hayam. When we finally finish... When we finally finish Kriyas Yamsuf. We finally finish Yisias Mitzrayim. The enemies of Mitzrayim is Kriyas Yamsuf. The first thing we do is sing. We mamish sing. And by the way, and I say this all the time because it needs to be emphasized again and again and again in a world that for some reason is not allowing it. And shame on them. In that first moment, the first moment of Song of the Jewish People, we say Az Yashir. What's the psukim immediately following that? Anybody know? In the Chumash. Immediately after that, Miriam grabs her tambourine and grabs the women and says, of course we have to sing also. And shame on a generation of Jews doesn't allow the women to sing. There's nothing in Judaism to say such a thing. Maybe it's not proper to sing together. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe there needs to be a mechitza, maybe that's enough, maybe it's not. But does men and women both need to sing? Vada, they both need to sing. Vada, they both need to sing. You're not firmer than Moshe and Miriam. You know what I'm saying? They were pretty holding. And again, I'm sure that they built the biggest mechitza in the history of the world. Fine. But she grabbed the tambourine and she grabbed the women and they went to sing. Everybody's supposed to sing. It's everybody has a chilek in this. To cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through song. In the right environment, in the right way, but we all have to sing. Again, as the Rambam says, that we have to be crazy in love with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pirush Arayvid Shulashon Shira. Meaning, what does it mean we have to be crazy, express a crazy love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Arayvid comments on that and says, when the Rambam says you have to express your love for a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a crazy way, what is that? That song. Says the Arayvid, that song. That song. Top of the next column. Uvitokef hacheshek bo yitbarach harishonim. Gam haachronim shau lefanav. And out of the strength of the desire and the love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the Rishonim and the Achronim, they all sang to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All of the greats sang to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umaharal, second line, the Maharal ma'arich bazev igvurot Hashem. And the Savior Gvurot Hashem, the Maharal goes on in this and he says, before the Maharal, yeah. Before the Maharal, he's about to start. Before the Maharal, yeah. There's no chiyuv to sing the words of tefillah. And again, I think I want to note here that there is that shira does mean both song and poetry. There's a chiyuv to say it like a love poem. There's a chiyuv to get into it, and not just be like if you're saying it. You can imagine that there's nothing more dead in life, nor dead in the world, than a person with no emotional investment picking up a 10-line stanza of poetry and reading it with zero affect. Then it's meaningless, al gabi meaningless. it's like there's nothing there. The idea is when you come in and you're sick. Remember, David HaMelech was crying to Yilim. Is to say to him like David HaMelech. Whether you means literally singing it, saying it like a poem, singing with my soul, even if not with my mouth, it's getting into it in a way where I recognize that what I'm doing is I'm collecting through song, I'm connecting through poetry. In a totally different way. I'm not just saying a bunch of dead words. They're words that have wings to them. And I'm grabbing onto those words and letting them fly me up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mizmor of Tehillim. That's really getting into it. That's reading that again, like we even said before, we did this a week ago or 2 weeks ago. To actually pause and slowly and think and say, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. How amazing it is to sit in this house. Called the Beis Medrash. Called the Beit Knesset. Called Tiferet, called Levat Torah, called Nachshon Shul. Doesn't matter where you are. Ashrei Yushvei Beitecha. O Dialu Chasela, that I can praise you. Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halo. It doesn't just mean like, oh, we're a great nation, we get to praise God. If you say it like that, what is that? Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halo. I'm part of a nation that gets to sing your songs. Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're my God. To get into it, to feel it, to feel what's beneath the surface of the poetry. That's what we're talking about. In terms of the Maharal. So the Maharal says, in Gevurot Hashem, Binan Mamar Chazal, that which it says in Masechet Sota, Darash, don't know who that is, V'sha'a she'alu Yisrael min hayam, Natnu enehem lomar shira. When Klal Yisrael went to the Yamsuf, they turned up their eyes and they said shira. Umevaer ki shira hi asher nimsei min ha'ila ha'mishtokek le'ilato asher hu ba mimenu. He says what shira is, what shira really is, it's the desire of the created to return and reconnect with the Creator. It's the desire of that which came from something to desperately get back to its source. V'lefichach ein ra'oi lomar shira rak li'Yisrael shim banim el Hashem yibrachim alulim be'etzem imenu. Therefore, it's only truly proper for Klal Yisrael to say shira. Why? Because we're the true people who come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a totally different type of way. B'ni b'chori Yisrael, we're the first of His people. We're the first people in the world. And we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to get back to the source, get back to our source, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And something, anything that comes, we always want to get back to our source. We're all crying to get back to our source. Every single one of us. It's an amazing thing. You see it. You see it very, very often with kids who are adopted. I don't know if anybody here is. It's not a critique. It's not a commentary. It's just a reflection. Kids who are adopted. That so many kids who are adopted have a moment in time where they have to say, I know it doesn't matter, but it matters to me. I need to know who my birth parents are. And from a logical standpoint, you look at me and say, but what does it matter? You never met them. They gave you up. They're not the people who raised you. Those are your functional parents. But yet there's something inside that says, no, I can't tell you why, but I need to know who they are and I need to meet them. Why? It's part of the human condition. It's part of creation. Everything in creation, it always wants to find its source. It's always yearning for its source. That's an expression of it in the world. It's always yearning for its source. So many of us, when we're down, when we're depressed, and everybody has moments of being down in their life, the thing that makes us feel most down is that we feel disconnected. And we try to find connection with anything we can. Sometimes that leads us to fake connections, superficial connections, destructive connections. Ultimately, what's the real connection that we're looking for? That connection with our source. That's really what it is. And so we put it into other things. We project it onto other things, and we try to fill that void sometimes if we can't find our way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With relationships that are not meaningful, we're in those down times. Again, relationships with real friends are very meaningful, with parents are really meaningful, with siblings are really meaningful, with a spouse is tremendous. I mean, I'm not saying anything against that. But when we feel down and alone, sometimes we reach out to Dafka, the wrong places, for a quick fix connection. But what is it that we really want? We never feel good after that. What is it that we really want? We feel disconnected from our source. It's the nature of all things to yearn for their source. Deep down, whether we realize it or not, we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what answers that hole that we don't know how to fill. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. There's that desire to get back. V'al pizeh mefaresh divrei Ria Galili. Sho'olel mutal al birkei imo v'tinok yonek mishtei imo. Kivan shara'u shechina olel hagvia olel higbia tzavaro v'tinok shamat dar imo v'amru ze keli v'anvehu. I don't know what he meant there. I apologize. V'haynu ki hakatan o hatinok him alulim min ha'adam v'yomki mimenu. That means small people, children, young people, children. They come from the parents, and they draw their life from the parent. Shiasiba mekayematotam, because they're the reason why we're in the world. We come from our parents. V'kashira u'shchina she ala be'emet. But when a child, I don't know what he's talking about here, which child he's talking about, but this is a mashal, that I don't really understand that. But he's saying even when a child who's standing there and is gaining sustenance from their mother, their source, when they see the shchina, when they see their true ultimate source, hayumanichim et hasiba v'ailah gashmitu fonei alat amet, then they leave it behind and just turn to the ultimate source. Even a child who desires their mother. Their source, like we just talked about. When we're talking about the Shekhinah, that's the true source of all things. We leave it behind and that's what we go for. Zeh Madrigah Shel Mushira. I think maybe he means at Shirat Hayam, possibly that happened. That even a child who was with the mother was just stopped immediately and turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Shirat Hayam. I think that might be what he's saying again. I apologize. Shayu Kod Dvukim Bashem, they were so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayilah Rishna, they saw the source. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they totally left behind the physicality, left behind this world, and they were clinging to their ultimate source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph. Bitoy ze shel hishtokekut hamitbate b'shira shayach lav dafka behava'at rikshei simcha v'hodaya l'Hashem. This concept of a desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the reality of Shira, and the reality of song and of poetry, is not necessarily only connected to times when we feel joy and praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam behava'at rikshei tzar, also when we're distressed, also when we're sad, also when we're hurting. V'kaev, shayach inyan Shira, Shira is also relevant there. Hamivtat haga'aguim v'atishtokekut l'Hashem Yibarach, which say our pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamivtaim mitoch ha'yisurim, which come from that pain of the distress that we're in. Shemitoch kol ha'avir alav margish elokuto Yibarach, that even through the pain we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamiyasro mitoch ha'avato elav, that's bringing this our way in order to teach us, in order to bring us closer to Him. But there's also that reality as well. Again, turn to the Tameh side. You turn to secular music. Half of it's happy, half of it's really depressed. Right? I bring that up because it's a natural human condition. They don't even realize what they're tapping into. It's a natural human condition to express the joy of love and the depth of pain both through poetry and song. Both of those emotions, opposite sides of the coin, are so real and so raw and so deep in a way that words don't suffice. They both are inherently connected to the reality of song and poetry. Again, lahavdil elef alfi avdelos, the extreme opposite. We sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in joy, but we also sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in pain. We're meant to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing to Him also out of pain and hurt. We're supposed to sing to Him without any concept of anything in this world, beyond a concept of this world, to sing on Purim like there's no tomorrow. But we also are supposed to get together on Tisha B'Av night, because Ratzim shouldn't be anymore. We all should have gotten together on Tisha B'Av night to come together and to sit in a circle and to sing in a way that makes us cry. Both are real. Both are reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a place that's so deep that words don't suffice. To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through song in joy and in pain. We sing in happiness and we sing in sadness. Both are times of Shira. Yeah.
Do you think it's a problem if you ask a Christian for the wish music also?
Through English Jewish music or through non-Jewish English music? I personally don't connect. I personally intentionally disconnected from non-Jewish music entirely because of this. Again, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm not saying it's wrong to listen to. I'm not getting into it. You're asking me what I think and what I do for my life. Again, not what I tell other people to do. It's because of this. Singing is the deepest thing we have. I want some drug-addled, doped up, crazy, non-Jewish guy who's standing on a stage hoping that 18 women are going to go home with him, singing his heart out, for real. I don't want that heart getting into my heart. I don't want it, and it did. And there are songs from my childhood, I told you this guys way early on, there are songs from my childhood that I haven't listened to in close to 2 decades now. I haven't listened to them. But I still can't delete them. I won't play them. But I can't delete them because even seeing the name, it reminds me of my child. There are moments in my high school years and even in my Shana Aleph and Shana Bet that can be identified by that song. I can't delete it. I won't play it, but I can't delete it. So because it's that powerful. It's just that powerful. Again, this is not the right story for this crowd, but I'm asking you to recognize that and to still appreciate it. Okay, to appreciate the story, the following story. There was a yeshiva that I was near when I was living in Queens. I was near a yeshiva, very from yeshiva, and one Shabbos afternoon, so there was a schmooze by a very, very big Ruchni Rebbe. He was the Mashgiach Ruchani of this particular yeshiva, and he was giving a sicha, and I was like, okay, I want to sit in the back, and just like, if he's supposed to be so amazing, I want to learn from that Torah also. Like, why not? Like, that's an amazing opportunity. So I don't know if I asked or if it was in the Beit Midrash, whatever it was, I was able to sit there in the back and just listen. And in the context of the sicha, this is the only thing I remember from the sicha, but it stuck out to me. He told the story of the yeshiva, that lo aleinu, and again, this is a black hat yeshiva, lo aleinu, they found the guy, and he had a disc or a CD of rap. It's the end of the world. There were no gas, but there should have been. They're not so from, right? There were rap. He had rap. Oh, like this is the end of the world. And they brought him to the Rosh Yeshiva. And they said, you don't understand what I found on him, this garbage, this schmutz, this stupidity. And the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, stopped him. He said, no. Don't say that about it. That music is tremendously powerful. It has tremendous koach. Do you realize the koach ha-tum'ah that song has? Meaning he was saying, like, this kid doesn't love it because it's nothing. This kid loves it because it's something. And it was beautiful to me, and I was very surprised that, again, the Rosh Yeshiva in this particular place understood that there's a depth to non-Jewish music. But I do agree with him that it's a koach of tum'ah. And again, I don't want what's coming out from his heart coming to mind. I want to be on whatever Shlomo Katz is on. I want to be on whatever Eitan Katz is on. I'm starting to think that I might want to be on whatever Ishai Ribo was on. I'm still figuring it out. I want to be on whatever Shlomo Karabach was on. I want to be on that Ruchnius. I want to be on that Ruchni train. I want to be on the wings of that Shira. Whatever's in his lathe that he's bringing out with this music, all those people I just mentioned, and so many more. Again, people that I connect with, Moshav, Simply Tzfat, these are people that I've seen play in person, that I've gotten to know a little bit. I pay very close attention, because if that's coming into my heart, that's a big step for me. That's progressing our relationship to a whole different level. Because I'm saying that I believe that you're singing from the lathe, and I trust that, that's going to get me to a Kaddish Baruch. Again, is that a very intense perspective on music? Yes. Am I telling you what to do? No. But you asked me a question. But this is the reason why. It's dafka, this piece, a piece like this. We just see Moshalom, this is why. So what we're saying is, again, that we can, that place comes out both from the joy, and also from the sadness. And we need to sing out, and we need to sing also when we're sad. Think about it. We wouldn't have Shir Amalot Mima Makim Grati Hashem. We wouldn't have it. Wouldn't have it. Shir Amalot, Mima Makim, from the depths of sadness, from the depths of feeling so low. Kirati Hashem, that's where I call out to you. David HaMelech defines for us, we need to dafka call out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you think that the conversation isn't the shir on tefillah that you wanted or that you hoped for, halacha lemaisa, back in the day, if you look in the Gemara, it says, Mishiyori lispalo. It says in the Gemara, a person who goes down to Daven, what does it mean a person who goes down to Daven? Back in the day, and by the way, in the Shiva they actually did this, it was very cool, they actually had it there in there by the Amud. That where the Chazan stood was lower down, they dug out into the ground. It was lower into the ground than everybody else. That's where the Chazan stood. Why? Because in order to really cry out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mima Makim Karticha Hashem, you got to call out from the lowliness, from the depths, and to help the Chazan get into the right headspace. They would do this in shuls. Then again, it was halacha l'maaseh for a long time that the place that the Chazan stood would be in the ground. It would be a few inches lower, a few inches lower, to step down and recognize I'm crying out to how much I need, and to really stir in myself to cry out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu for my needs, because I need so much in life, and even the things I have. Breath I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my heart beating I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parnassah I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, family I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I don't daven for it, it doesn't keep coming. Mima Makim Karticha Hashem. When we're at the highest points, we sing with joy. When we're at the lowest points, we sing with sadness. But we draw to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both. As we always do, whether people are here or getting sick of it or not. What we always do, linking it to the human relationship with your spouse. You laugh with your spouse. The person you laugh with more than anybody else in life, you laugh with your spouse. You sing with your spouse. You sing and dance with your spouse. And you cry with your spouse. You got to be able to do both. You have to be able to do both. I don't think it needs to be said. I think we intuitively understand that. So too with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We sing in joy, we sing in tears. Let's take it forward. Where we are, I don't know, but let's take it forward. Nu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in after the period. 7 lines in of the paragraph. After Devarim in parentheses.
V'aklalhu, ki shirahu yicholah lavo mitoch kihut hachoshim, o mitoch timtum ha-moach v'alev. Because shira can even come through, even from a place where I'm disconnected from my senses. My whole mind is cut off, my lave is cut off, I'm totally shut down. Ela mitoch petichat ha-regashim. But all I need to do is a little bit of an opening of emotion. That emotion opens up and I can sing. All of Sefer Tehillim is a shira. It's all poetry. It's all song. All of Sefer Tehillim, 150 pizmonim of poetry and song. It's not just the happy ones. Hallelujah to Hashem in Hashemayim. Praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu from Hashemayim. Halu b'Ramim. Cry out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sing to him on highest of highs. Halu Shemesh v'Yareach. Halu Kol Fiyor. To sing with him with the sun and the moon. To sing with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the high times. Hallelujah to Hashem in Aris. But also down and below. There are times where I sing when I'm down in the earth. Tanim mekol tamot from the depths. Eish v'rad shalav v'kitor rocks are also devaro. Meaning when I'm on the lowliest place on earth, even no matter when I'm down here, I also sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu both ways. Shemargish eich mikol haneasim v'anotzrim nivraim v'atzulim mikulam bokeh shira leboram. Ela gam kishem mevakish me'ashem. See, meaning I can daven the HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the greatest of heights with the sun, the moon, the stars, the world. I can feel like I'm on top of the world. I can sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest times. Vada, of course you can sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of what Tehillim is about. To sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from joy. To feel that explode in song. Ela gam kishem avakish me'ashem. Al be'apechat ochecheni. But even, we're going to hear these the painful words of David HaMelech. Al be'apechat ochecheni. In your anger, please don't come after me. Ve'al be'chamatchat yashreni. And in your deep anger with me. Don't give me yisurim, don't give me pain. Chaneni Hashem ki umalani, I'm so low. From the low places we also scream out. From the low places we also sing. From the low places we also say that poetry. Because our hearts pour out. We pour it out in song. In the good times, the bad times. In the joy and the pain, we cry out and we sing. Oh, ad ana Hashem tishkacheni, netzach. Ad ana tastirat panecha mimeni. How long are you going to hide your face from me? That we also scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we also sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we do it, but we don't think about it. What is that song about? Don't throw us away from you. What are you singing that for? What are you singing that for? Throw your pen down. Why are we singing that? Why are we singing that? The answer is because from pain we sing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm davening to you, I'm singing to you beyond words. Because words aren't enough to say. To say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please don't throw me away from you. Eze shtuyot! Are you crazy? That's all you've got? You better sing that. You better cry that out. Al tashlicheni milfanecha. V'ruach kodshecha al tikach bimeni. And this Holy Spirit that you gave me, don't take away from me. You don't say that. You sing that. You don't say that. You cry that. You don't write those words. You say that poetry. Those are words that are beyond words. It's a feeling that's beyond words. And we use the vehicle of words, but we transcend it with the shira, with the poetry, and with the song. Gam ki namro b'lashon mizmor. Va'afilu kishe'omer. Elokim bo'u goyim b'nachlatcha tam'u etechal kodshecha v'gol mirmor b'lashon mizmor. Even when we talk about how lo aleinu, how Eretz Yisrael was destroyed by the other nations, how it was metameh, it was impurified by the nations. It's still a mizmor. In ki kina, but that's a kina. It's a kina, good, so we have the English word lamentation, so we don't know what that means either. Kinot, it's also poetry. It's poetry of pain, it's poetry of sadness. Eitzel na'im zmirot, next page. Yisrael ha'kol shir. By Klal Yisrael, everything's a song.
Because what's the depth of what he's getting at here? No matter what I'm experiencing in life, two things. Number one, I should really be experiencing it. I should really be feeling it. Let go. Let go. Let go and feel the joy of the moment. Let go and feel the pain of the moment. Let go and feel the confusion of the moment. Let go and feel that moment. And when you feel it, when you let go and you do feel it, a Jew takes everything, every feeling, the joys of the good times in life, the datings, the engagements, the marriages, the birth, the birthday parties, the going out and having kadosh, exciting fun times with friends, whatever it is, the good times in life. And we channel that in, we say, Hodu Hashem ki tov ki olam chasto. We translate that, we transform that into song at Odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lo aleinu, without even saying them, because I don't want to say them, when the tragedies in life strike. Again, I don't know him well enough. I'm still getting to know him a little bit. And I vet my artists very seriously. I'm still getting to know him a little bit. But you turn to the, you don't, when you go through the confusion of Corona starting, yeah, you turn to the Ishai Rebos of the world, who are saying it in song, to let it out. To let it out. How else can you do it? A Jew sees God in everything. When we cry and we scream and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this? That's part of the relationship. That's a relationship. I think I've said this here a few times already. It's only been a few months. I've said this here a few times already. When I was on campus, a person comes to me. If a student came to me on campus and said, Rabbi, I'm really struggling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi, I'm really struggling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm so angry at him for this. I'm so angry at him for that. And I'm so angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've certainly said this here before. I would look at that person when they were done and I would say, I am so happy to hear that. And they'd look at me like I was crazy. I'd say, what are you talking about? Why? But I'm angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with him. I'm angry with him. I say, no. If you come to me and tell me you're upset with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you know what? You don't even care anymore. That's scary to me. I don't care. Apathy, that's a lack of relationship. Hate, frustration, pain, those are words of relationship. The relationship's not going in the right direction. We need to fix it. But you're still in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is now for us to work to take all of that depth of relationship that you have, because you wouldn't be feeling that pain if you weren't in a relationship, and to fix the relationship that you're in. That's the chop of it. When we're sad and upset and we transform that, even if we're crying out out of upsetness at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we're crying out, even out of anger at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer, if we're crying out in pain, but we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us. Everything is through song. Everything is through poetry. Everything is through emotion. Everything is to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in life is an opportunity to have dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. Everything. And to take advantage of that and do it for real. To get into it for real.
V'akol pachut et libo hakadosh. V'akol poteach libo hakadosh.
It's all to open up our hearts.
V'shum davar enu mitamtem oto.
Nothing is able to close up those hearts.
Misimcha kemo mituge v'tzar hu mishtokek v'tzamei lav yiparach.
Whether it's out of joy or out of pain, it doesn't matter. We're thirsty for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
V'gam b'yotov midbar Yehuda. Rachuk migvul hakedusha.
Meaning, and we're talking about David HaMelech here. When he was in the Midbar Yehuda, and he was totally far away from Kedusha, he was so far away.
I'm thirsty for you. My whole body's screaming out for you, says David HaMelech. When he's farthest away, meaning he could have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm angry with you. He's saying, no, you pushed me far away, so you put me in a place where I'm feeling that distance. That's a new song. You know what it's a song of?
It's a song of longing. It's a song of distance. I see every opportunity, says David HaMelech, to sing to you, to write poetry to you, to fight to get close to you. You push me away, it's a song of distance. It's a song of longing. You bring me close, it's a song of joy and of rejoice and connectivity. It doesn't matter, I'm only singing to you. Last paragraph of Gimel. V'zoi mashma'ut magid shivcho b'avodat ha'tfilah. This is the meaning of singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises in tefillah. Lo chashuv eichu omer shivcho. It doesn't matter how you say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'afilu b'katnut da'ato b'tfisat v'la ha'borei. And even with no understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about. Ach kasher im levavo maleihu yishokachut v'tzima'on u'mevizot b'amirat shivcho shel makom. Meaning, kilu, he's... I'm not saying this is the only understanding. The simple pshat is to say God's praises. The Nesivo Shalom here is giving a whole different layer. He's saying, it doesn't matter what the words are. He claims the Nesivo Shalom that one aspect, one layer of what it means that we have to sing out, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, is that it's saying we need to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Then it doesn't matter that I don't understand him. It doesn't matter that he's infinite. It doesn't matter that the words are inadequate. Because I'm singing. And singing is beyond. And singing is about something that's greater than me. And singing is beyond the words. So yes, it's the song itself is an admission that I can't put it into words. The song itself is an admission that I don't understand. That's why I'm singing. Because it's beyond those words. It's beyond that small place. It's beyond the small self that is me. That song is beyond what I am. And that's what I link into. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing. That's Megid Shivcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's being Meshaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to come to Him in song. Yeah. Maybe I start. I'm trying to think about how to even put that into Shemoneh Esrei. I'm not sure. Again, it could be relating it to Yiddish poetry. I relate to Shemoneh Esrei in particular more as meditation than song. Maybe that's an inadequacy of my understanding of either tefillah, song, meditation, or all three. Again, for me, I see my Friday nights and my Shalosh Shittuses and my Kabbalah Shabbases, meaning that's the... I'm not on a high level of tefillah, so like I see those as moments where I dafka link into tefillah through song. That's where I'm specifically coming from. That's where I'm specifically linking into. But the idea is to do it in mamash in tefillah itself. How do you do that? What is that experience like? I can't tell you from personal experience. I wish I could. But maybe it's relating it to it again as poetry, but certainly again, do I try to link into the poetry aspect of Tehillim in Pesukei Zimra? Of course. Of course. To see the words, to think about the Gemarot that were written about it, to think about the Mefarshim that were written about it, and to just think about what David HaMelech was thinking when he was crying it out. That for sure there I try. I don't know if I succeed, but I try. In Shirat HaYam, it's a person in Shirat HaYam should imagine that they're on the banks of the Yam Suf, really singing like they just got saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I try to do that when I say that as a Shir. I try. Don't always succeed. I most of the time don't succeed, but I try. But the places where I know at least I can link into, again, the Friday nights, the Shalosh Shittuses, the Kabbalah Shabbases. And I haven't found. I'm not. This, everybody connects to different things. It's not a dig against anything here. Chas v'shalom. I haven't found a place here yet that I connect with on Friday night. Especially now with Corona, it's even harder. And especially now because of Corona, because I don't like going to shul on Friday night, and particularly Friday night, because there's a lot more people there and a lot more people that I don't normally see during the week, and I want to be safer, so I go just for Marv from a distance. You're allowed to do Kabbalah Shabbos on your own. Maybe it's just an excuse. I love davening Kabbalah Shabbos on my own. I close the door, I close the windows, I put myself into bidud, because bidud isn't only a bad thing. Hit bo didut. It's easier to say when you do it self-imposed. Hit bo didut. I'm not asking for it because I got a job, I don't want it. But self-imposed for 20 minutes, half an hour, and I just sing. And there are sometimes, again, because nobody's judging you. Like, I'll sit there before Lachadudi and take a minute and just go through some notes and see what nigun comes out. Nigun's nigunim that I haven't sung since my Rebbe's table 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it is.
Shabbat?
Yeah.
I just remember like, a tune, and I can only say Shabbat by singing a tune.
It's beautiful to do it.
Every morning, I'm not actually singing it. I'm
singing
it very fast.
That's the Yitzhara. So fight it back and say, no, today I'm going to sing. Today I'm going to sing. that I can't comment on. But the idea is to be able to sing Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes. Again, it doesn't need to be literal in that sense. I'm not saying it has to be literal. It's connecting to the poetry, and it can be an inner song, but can also be an outer song. That's what it's about. Let's finish up the paragraph.
Let's finish up Gimel. So again, he's saying that Shevach, he's redefining Shevach in his understanding in this context as not just praise, but the praise that comes from song. Ukilshon HaRamban, Kol Echad Lefi Kocho, everyone according to their capacity, each one in their way. Everybody's koch is different. Everybody's koch of shirah is different. And especially if shirah, song, comes from the depths of me, we all have a different emotional reality in a given moment. That's where it needs to come from. Inyan zehu dargag voha biyoter bifchinat veikut batfila. This is a tremendously lofty level, he says, in clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefila. Vikoteva tefila shekula shir v'shevach lefanav yitbarach. He says that the centerpiece, which all tefillah revolves around, says the Nesivos Shalom, is the shir and the shevach before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matchil b'sukei d'zimra, we start off with b'sukei d'zimra, which is literally words of David HaMelech praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his bizmorim, it's his shirim, it's his songs, it's his poetry. Vayivarech David, v'shirat hayam, literally the song at the sea. Birchat yotzer or, the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the light. V'shirat ha-malachim, and joining the malachim song that we've talked about. V'achar kach b'tfila atzma, he says in Dafka in Shmon Esrei. He says here, Dafka in Shmon Esrei. Gimel rishonotim shirat shivkulavana. The first two brachas are just singing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, yeah, make it a song. Literal, figurative, make it a song. Outer, inner, make it a song. V'shlosha achronot, the last three, modim anachnu lach, modim, shim shalom, make it a song. Gam kin shev avodei Hashem, ikara tefila b'chol tefilat hashana. And these six brachot are in every tefila all year. We never ever take away those three brachot, the first three and the last three. He's bringing out a whole different level here. And it's a beautiful thing. Imagine, recognize. Think you came to Shana Aleph, you said, I have to work. I have to work on myself, I have to be a better Jew, I want to work on my Avodas Hashem. And you thought that meant just taking on 1,000 halachos. And it turns out you're right. But also, this is what Judaism is. This is what Judaism means. It means taking something which we all love to do, which we all innately feel a need to do, which we all innately feel a deep connection to, and recognizing the Chiddush. It was there all along. The Jewish music was there all along. The Jewish poetry was there all along. Tefillah was a big part of that. And not only that, it's supposed to be what the tefillah is. To reorient ourselves. Our whole life is reorienting ourselves. It's being taught that life was a certain way. Judaism is the process of reading the Torah, the guidebook of life, and giving up all of the old ways that I saw the world and read the truth of the world itself and live the world as it was truly meant to be lived. So often, again, and maybe I'm at fault for this. So I daven Kabbalah Shabbos. I sing Kabbalah Shabbos and then I daven Marv with a minion. I'm wrong. It's time to daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Marv. Maybe even with a minion. But to reorient ourselves, this is what it is. That Judaism demands of us to do that which we do innately, but to do it in the right way and for Kiddusha. Judaism wants us to sing. Sing in joy, sing in tears. But to do it as a means of connectivity with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately that's what everything in this world is. And ultimately that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is connectivity with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we do that through song. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should all be able to connect with the depth of song. Don't put it away. No, hold up. That we should connect with the depth of song, utilize that in the context of tefillah, and through those tefillot, become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezrat Hashem, by all of us.